From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Sweden's ambassador to the UN, Olof Skoog, says his country is trying to help de-escalate tensions on the Korean Peninsula by hosting North Korean foreign minister a visit some global observers believe could help pave the way for a meeting between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he's deeply concerned about Syrians fleeing the enclaves of eastern Ghouta and Afrin. Airstrikes continued for a second day on Friday in those areas, killing dozens of people. UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stephane de Mistura, says all of this bloodshed and violence could be avoided if the government of Syria, their rebels, and the rebels would honor the UN Peace Resolution number 2401.
It need not to be this way. Negotiations in Douma in the last few days do show that there is a way to create the conditions to advance the implementation of your resolution 2401.
Syria's UN ambassador says those fleeing have been transported to temporary shelters where they were provided with assistance. Here in the U.S., former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe has been fired, effective immediately. President Trump had publicly criticized the FBI for alleged political bias and reportedly wanted McCabe fired. McCabe was thrust into controversy just days before the 2016 U.S. presidential election when it was disclosed that his wife, a Democratic candidate for a political position in the U.S. state of Virginia, had taken hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign donations from a political action committee controlled by a friend of Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. This is VOA News.